Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Corelation's annual hybrid client conference here in beautiful San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the beautiful people from Mahalo Banking and Parfue Credit Union.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Let's start way down on the South 40 down there with Mr. Jim Stickley from Mahalo Banking. Jim, how are you, sir? I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you guys are here.
Of course. Indeed.
And then right next to Jim is Tanya Holland from Parkview Credit Union. Is it Parkview Credit Union or Parkview Federal Credit
Parkview
Union?
Parkview Federal.
Got it. We want to be accurate. We aim for accuracy here on CU Broadcast. And then right next to me is Mr. Denny Howell III from Mahalo Banking.
Right.
Well, we're...
It's okay.
I say that every year.
So I know.
I apologize.
I
apologize in advance. So, how's the conference going for you guys? Denny, I'll start with you.
It's great.
Any highlights so far? I know we're just getting started here.
It's all a highlight here, you know. I mean, with the credit unions, just the way they interact with each other and interact with the vendors.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal conference.
Indeed.
I mean, it's all a highlight.
Yep, indeed. Yeah. And it's all here in San Diego. Tanya, how about you? Anything stand out so far or any expectations maybe?
Yesterday, we were able to network so much. We spent most of the day with spent some time with the Mahalo crew,
yep.
With Stickley, and then also some events here, and the networking has been amazing already.
Yeah. Yeah, Corelation sets it up really, really nicely, where they have the big sessions, and then they have some time for networking and stuff. As Jim well knows, because you've been a mainstay here at this conference for many years now, and yeah, you're going to be talking on stage a little bit later as well.
A couple hours I'm going to be up.
Couple hours.
Yeah, it should be good. Speech I've never given before.
Oh, it will be good.
It might be a train wreck.
Well, that's the fun of it. So we all get to watch you up on stage, and you'll either succeed or crash and burn, yeah. But it's usually succeed very, very well. So it's always fun to have you here. So, hey, let's talk about the latest and greatest at Mahalo. What's going on? What's up? Parkview Partners with Mahalo. Tanya, I'll let you go first. What's going on here with you and the fine folks at Mahalo?
We have launched with Mahalo's Thoughtful Banking platform. Went live in April, so we're about 6 weeks in, and it has been a tremendous success.
Well done. Yeah, yeah.
Very well done on both parts. The depth of integration that this new version has to Corelation Keystone is unprecedented.
What prompted you guys to implement this fine piece of technology from Mahalo?
Sure. We had been looking for years to look for a vendor that we saw could match our culture and also take us with that innovativeness, take us to 10 years down the road, 15. We wanted a partner that would just grow with us, that as Corelation, as they evolve, that they're keeping up with the Keystone development efforts. And we saw that in Mahalo.
Indeed. So, Jim, tell us about Thoughtful Banking. What is this all about?
Sure. I mean, the terminology came actually from a customer, and we were like, hey, you know, we launched the whole Nerdiversity system, and the Nerdiversity piece has taken off. And for those who don't know, Nerdiversity is basically when you're trying to address the needs of everyone. So you're not just talking about, like, so, hey, I can use a phone, I can use an app, everything works perfectly. But I'm colorblind. You know, I'm going to have some different struggles for using that. Or if I have dyslexia, I'm going to have troubles. Or if I have epilepsy, there's a bunch of different things. And there's people that have all these different things going on in their lives. And the technology out there is never really written for them. And so when we looked at ours, we said, okay, we want to be different. When credit unions talk about being member-centric, we said, we want to actually be like where every single member, no matter who they are and what there's going on in their lives, this app will work for them.
Right.
And so we took at the ground level and rewrote every bit of it so that if you have dyslexia, you'll go right into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're colorblind, if you're colorblind, that means it's just you got two bright colors in the context. It's not really.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Different styles.
Yeah, yeah.
Colorblind. And so we put all of it. So you can literally select which one. And like one of them makes everything like these pink hues. Because that's what certain people, that's the only way they can see it.
Really?
So we can go in and handle that. And then it's just like, we kept looking at all these different levels. And I could spend this entire day just on that.
I think you could.
The point was literally we wanted to think about the actual human experience at that level. That's why we
okay.
came up with Thoughtful.
Okay.
So that's why one of our customers literally said, you should call us Thoughtful Venue.
Yeah, I love the name.
We're going to trademark that.
Yeah, good for you. Good yeah. for you. I love the name because it says it all. And we talked about this right at GAC,
absolutely.
Right, Denny?
Yep.
And that, I have to tell you, that was one of our most popular interviews from GAC.
Awesome.
That was ranked up there in the top four or five for like well over a month. So that's really good.
It's a differentiator, you know. I mean, like Jim said, every member experience counts.
Yeah.
You know, they all should be treated the same. They all should all have that same experience. So being able to really give that out there and have every credit union member be able to use
right.
the application in a way they need to is phenomenal.
Well, if memory serves me correctly, didn't this start from somebody's personal experience, Denny?
Started for me. I'm colorblind, you know. So the developers were actually showing me something they were building, and I just couldn't really see what they were saying.
Yeah.
And they built it exactly right.
Right.
I just couldn't get the hues of those colors right to kind of really see it.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of showed it to me, and they kind of looked at it, and they just started going down that path. I said, I'm colorblind. I just can't see that. And they really started going down that path, and it just kind of built. And they looked through all those colorblind modes. They built every colorblind mode out there. And then we just kind of started taking it to the next level. I mean, everybody has to be ADA compliant, but to be ADA plus compliant
yeah.
is something a little bit different, because these are all things that we really feel is going to be part of ADA.
Yeah.
This should be a standard part of ADA at some point.
Completely. Yeah, we saw what an issue this was a few years ago, not only in our industry, but other industries as well. So, because that really came to the surface, and so credit unions really had to kind of get their stuff together, so to speak. And,
really
you know,
quick.
But you guys take it to another level, right?
So low. Like the colorblind, like when the bulbs were showing him, we were ADA compliant. The demo still wasn't seeing
yeah.
it.
Wow.
And that was the point, was like, okay, well, if we're doing it right and it still doesn't work, does that mean we can just say, well, we checked the box. We're not going to get in trouble with the ADA, so let's just move on.
Right.
We're like, well, we can't eat our own dog food. That's not good.
Right.
And
right.
so that's when we really started looking at it. And then that one thing was a catalyst where we said, who else is being impacted? And we started
yeah.
really researching neurodiversity in general, just understanding how many different components are
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
And just how many individual things are growing. Everybody has things that make them unique. And it's critical. Like, obviously, banking applications, they're all pretty simple. Hey, we can all do the basic things you're going to do.
Right, right.
All those things. Okay, great. But what's going to make that experience different for the actual individual?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed, yeah. I can imagine the research behind this, because like you said, Jim, there's so much diversity going
stop.
There.
I mean, that's
yeah.
something that to this day we're still continuing to research.
Oh, really?
Well, like you're finding out about new things all the time.
You yeah.
New discoveries. There's new understandings. There's new science behind a lot of neurodiversity, and as that continues to morph and change, we want to be with them.
So you guys are constantly making tweaks, right? Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Absolutely. I mean, we reached out. I talked to neurodiversity doctors at the University of Michigan and
mm-hmm.
Harvard Medical, and yeah, they're all amazed at what we were doing.
Good for you guys. Good for you. This is like a typical credit union thing to do, really?
Absolutely.
To really go that extra mile. And Tanya, thank you for being so patient. What's been the feedback so far? So, I mean, I know you guys are probably early into the process, but any feedback or any anecdotes or anything to share
Absolutely.
Based on usage?
Members have truly loved it. One of the things that they've really taken to is the money movement features. So they're able to move their money faster, more options. And again, they're all integrated either directly to Core
yeah.
or directly to the vendor.
Yeah.
So for wires, it's writing directly into our wire platform. And then everything else that can be done in Keystone, ACH origination, disbursements, payroll transfers, all of that is writing immediately into Core and just running on schedules. It's been amazing. And we've been able to eliminate fees for those services largely because we're no longer
really?
Paying a third party for many of those features.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole other subset of the story, and that's a bonus right there for sure for the members, right? So. Oh my gosh, that's really cool. So where do you see this going from the credit union's perspective?
One of the things that we're most excited about is the Aloha project coming out. So Mahalo's expanding into the digital account opening, digital loan origination. Those things are becoming, you know, sooner than later. And being able to add that on.
Okay.
And so then we really are going to have a full suite of products for our members, and it's going to be that one-stop product.
Yeah. Well, it just makes it one more reason to use Parkview, right? To have Parkview as your primary financial resource. That value add, for sure. I'm sure word is spreading through the neighborhood and the community. Like, how cool is Parkview doing this for their members, right? So, yeah, good stuff. Yeah, I mean, what's next, Denny and Jim?
I mean, For me, it's continual integration. I mean, no core does it as well as Corelation as far as building things into the core and giving it to their credit unions.
Yeah.
The key for us is to continue to integrate into those things and provide those to our credit unions as well. Yeah. So they're getting the benefits of the core system that they picked within digital banking and out to their members at all times.
Jim, this seems like such a no-brainer. Like, why wasn't this done sooner? This seems like one of those things like, why didn't I think of that 10 years ago?
I just think everybody has different focuses.
Yeah.
And everybody sees things differently. And I'm not saying what we've come up with is the right way. It's right for us.
Right.
It's right for who we think our credit unions are.
Yeah.
And I mean, to Denny's point, I mean, like, right now, core integration is everything. I think that if you're not using this platform that's tied in directly to the core, you're constantly on this lag. And I don't know how you can do business in the world we're in now, where literally your member is standing there on their phone talking to the teller, doing something, saying, I'm looking at this, I'm doing this. And if your teller's looking on their side and they're not completely your member's just like, I don't understand.
That's trouble.
Here, how can it not be there?
Yeah.
You should have it if I don't. That tight integration, that correlation does such an amazing job of providing unlimited hooks in their core.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right, guys. Well, I know we could talk about this for hours, but I know you guys have some other things to do here at the conference. Jim, you have another session to do. But thanks, guys, for this, and congrats on the success already. I know it's going to continue to snowball from here out.
Thank you.
And maybe we can visit again maybe 6 months down the line and see where you guys are with it. So it'd be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you,
guys. Thank you so much. Well done. Congrats again. There they are, the dynamic team from Mahalo and Parkview Federal Credit Union. Go check them out. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.